Television viewers by the millions have followed the Real Housewives of Orange County and the Real Housewives of Atlanta, New Jersey, New York City. Now one of cable's most successful reality shows is moving to the nation's capital. It premieres on the Bravo channel this Thursday. NPR's Netta Ulaby wondered how her adopted hometown is presented in the Real Housewives of Washington, D.C.
It's actually one location, two places, Washington and D.C. Washington is the federal government, monuments, museums. It's the power elite of the city and the Maryland and Virginia suburbs.
God bless D.C. and its vanilla suburbs.
D.C. to Parliament Funkadelic is Chocolate City. It's taxation without representation. It's so-called mayor for life, Marion Barry. Even the Washingtonian magazine draws a distinction between Washington and D.C., says editor Alyssa Rosenberg.
If we're talking about Washington, it's the area as a whole. If we're talking about the district, it's D.C. proper.
Here's the one you'll see in The Real Housewives of Washington, D.C.
This city is filled with galas and events. It's important to know which ones to attend.
This town is small. Everybody has an agenda.
I asked anthropology professor Sabia Prince to look at the new season's first episode. She studies the cultural history of Washington and D.C.
These women are inhabiting, perhaps, to use that dichotomy, the world of Washington, more so than they are D.C.
Indeed. It's hard to imagine a sport less of D.C. than polo. But the first episode of The Real Housewives of Washington, D.C. features a polo match incongruously plopped right on the National Mall, one of the country's great public spaces. It was organized by America's most famous gatecrashers, Tariq and Michaela Salahi.
Salahi shoots!
One of the so-called housewives sees this match as worse than ridiculous. Her D.C.-based business had a bad experience with the event in the past.
It's not good for my business, and it's definitely not good for the city. I just have no desire to ever go back or be associated with that little goat rodeo.
The first season of any Real Housewives is about building relationships between women who are not necessarily friends in real life. Washington, D.C.'s black majority in this version is represented by one African-American, a district resident, and four white women who live in Maryland or Northern Virginia.
Girlfriend,
some unfortunate girlfriending and snapping of fingers from a housewife at a party who also brags about living near Dick Cheney in McLean, Virginia. She gets tipsy and corners two black guests to lecture them about a pressing social problem.
Salons need to integrate. We have different hair, different needs, but why do we have to be in a different salon?
The Real Housewives franchise purports to give its viewers a look at a place through one of its largely closed worlds, athletes' wives in Atlanta or a volatile New Jersey family. A story about white Washington suburbs versus a black urban D.C. is completely out of date, says anthropology professor Sabia Prince.
Washington is getting more diverse now. For so long, D.C. was about the dichotomy between black and white, and that's not even accurate anymore.
Prince describes Washington, D.C.'s culture as layered and complicated. She says maybe it's even big enough for party-crashing Virginians playing polo by the Washington Monument.
One group does not have a monopoly over this place that we call Washington, D.C. So I'm okay with highlighting bits and pieces of what else is going on. It's a part of the cultural dynamism of the place.
But the cultural dynamics of Washington, D.C., or the dynamics of the cast, was apparently not enough for series producers. They failed to get enough material for 13 episodes. The Real Housewives of Washington, D.C. has only 9, which, even for a cable show, is pretty short. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.